happy weekend, everybody. The weekend is almost here. We're going to start talking about Thursday. And as you all know, I like to try to start my weekends on a Thursday. So, big thing I want to talk about coming up this Thursday, actually happening right here at the Charlottesville Radio Group. That is from 6 to 8 tonight. I will be here. There will be a lot of people from the radio group here, and we are collecting household items for to help out people in Joplin, Missouri, who you probably are well aware of. Their entire town was completely devastated by storms that went through there, and we are trying to fill up a 28-foot FedEx truck with household items to help these people get their lives back and moving. We're only household items. We're no clothing, please. This is just trying to get their apartments and houses back set up. So if you want to stop by here at the Charlottesville Radio Group between 6 and 8, we're on Rose Hill Drive, and we are just really excited about this. Tons of people coming out. It's going to be a really fun time. Plus, we're really helping somebody else, so we're excited about that. Also, we talked about this last week, I think, all-comers track meet. This happens three Thursdays during June and July, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 7th. And it's such a fun thing because it's an all-ages and all-abilities track meet. So if you're just getting into running, or if you haven't been a runner before but you're thinking this sounds like fun, head on out to the Charlottesville High School, 6:30 p.m., and put your running shoes on. And this is a fun, really fun group of people that really are just trying to get people interested in running and showing them how much fun. And, you know, I'll have to admit that in all this exercising I've been doing lately, running was not always the thing that I love the most. But all you need is a pair of shoes. So head on out there and check it out. And I'm so excited to say that the Fork Union Drive-In is open for business this summer. There was some concern when the owner passed away earlier this spring, but his kids have picked up right where he left off, and shows run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. They start approximately to 8:45, really at dusk. And this weekend, they're showing Pirates of the Caribbean and Prom. And that cost is $8.50 for adults. Kids 6 to 10 are $4, and 6 and under are free. And most of us have fond memories of going to the drive-in as kids, and there just are very few drive-ins around anymore. So I think that, you know, getting out there and supporting the Fork Union Drive-In, making those family memories or memories with your friends are really great, and keep this kind of an institution here in our area going. So moving on to Friday, summer is in full force around here, and I talk a lot about the things going on at the library. One thing that on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, the Gordon Avenue Library has what they call Friday Family Films, and these are G-rated films, good for everybody. It's free, 2 o'clock, get on out of the heat. It might be raining, so that might be a great time to go and check that out. And also, if there are every day at every library in this town, there are several events going on. You can check out their website at jmrl.org. There is something for everyone. There's from toddlers to teenagers. They have great things going on. So I highly recommend hopping on there. And adults too. I just wrote a little bit about there are adult book clubs, there are adult activities. So it's not just for the kids. Our library does an amazing job. And of course it's Friday. So there's Fridays After 5 going on at the Pavilion. Corey Harris will be performing, and that's if we don't get rain, which we're crossing our fingers. That's going to be a great concert. And then a new concert series kicking off this weekend, finally Fridays at the Main Street Arena. Doors open at 4:30. This is a little bit different concert series because it's going to be indoors, so yes, yay for the air conditioning. And it's all going to be all country singers. This weekend, to kick it off, is rising country star Sonny Sweeney. This is free event. It is an all-ages event, but if you've been into Main Street Arena, it's a little different than it used to be. There's a really sweet bar there, so they will be serving up drinks, and there will also be sodas and things like that to purchase. So that doors open at 5:30. Doors open at 4:30. Concert starts at 5:30 and runs till about 9 o'clock. So moving on to Saturday. This summer, the city of Charlottesville is doing something really cool. On Saturdays, they are providing an opportunity for city residents to swim for free at the Washington Park Pool. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 on Saturday evenings. You do need a valid Virginia driver's license or a power bill or a school ID or a report card to prove that you are a city resident. But it's a great idea, a great way to check out that really fun pool and cool yourself off on Saturday evening. Another event that I am just so excited about, the Missoula Children's Theater is a fabulous theater that comes in and actually does workshop for our local Charlottesville kids. Kids try out for this parts in this play. This weekend's play is King Arthur's Quest. And these kids basically get to do a residency with the Missoula Children's Theater right here at the Paramount Theater. And this is a fun play. It's actually a musical version of King Arthur's Quest, so kind of a new take on it. Super fun. Shows are at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Paramount. Tickets are only $10.50 for adults and $5.50 for youth. You can get those online at the Paramount website, which is theparamount.net. Or you can actually get them at the box office too, or call in. And then, just kind of thinking ahead a little bit, the Missoula Children's Theater did two shows this year, or two residencies this year, and next weekend they will be doing Snow White. So you want to kind of think ahead for that one. And there's just a lot of other fun things going on Saturday. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention this weekend is the Great American Backyard Campout. And it's actually a money-raising thing, but one of the things that got me thinking about was that we put our tent up for the first time. We bought my husband a tent about 3 years ago, and I wasn't quite ready for it yet. So, and my kids thought they wanted to camp until they realized that there was what was involved. But this year we really started doing it. We put it up in our backyard, slept overnight. It got really hot, so it's actually now in our family room. But, it was such a fun experience for my kids to kind of, to be outdoors. We roasted marshmallows. We did all that stuff. We dealt with the bugs. And I have to say, my kids loved it. And I grew up camping. And you don't have to have a ton of equipment. You can just have a little tent in your backyard and get your kids, enjoy the outdoors. I think a lot of our kids were pretty scheduled these days, and they don't always get the fun of just kind of laying around and doing that stuff. So we had a lot of fun. So maybe you want to kind of enjoy the Great American Backyard Campout that's sponsored by the National Wildlife Federation. And you don't have to do anything other than just get out there and enjoy it. So that's one more thing coming up. Sunday, down in Richmond, there's a street festival going on. And I don't know if you've been down to the Children's Museum of Richmond, opened a satellite office over at Short Pump. And it's a smaller version of their museum, really fun. And they're doing this street festival. And they will have live music, dance performances, artists, arts and crafts, cookie decorating, all kinds of stuff, contests and everything, even a watermelon eating contest. So, and that's going on Sunday. They're calling it the Heart the Arts Festival, and that's down at the Short Pump Children's Museum. A couple of things I want to talk about going forward for next week. We're coming up on 4th of July, and there is so much going on around town. So I would highly recommend checking the calendar, because there is no way that I'm going to be able to say this in a short amount of time to all of you. But I also wanted to mention, and this will be happening Tuesday and Wednesday during the summer, Regal Cinema at Seminole Square shows movies for $1. $1 for movies. And then you get a special boarding pass. And if you get to all the way to your ninth movie, that one's free. You get a little stamp. And this week they're showing Despicable Me and How to Train Your Dragon. Two new movies every week. And they're not old movies. These are like really fun movies, and they're great for kids. They actually usually do one that's for a little bit younger, the younger set, and one for a little bit older. And then you can buy food and lunches and that kind of stuff there too. But I would, definitely look into that. One other thing I wanted to point out, I think that oldest daughter is actually only 10, but as we're getting a little bit older, I'm finding it harder to find things to do for kind of that tween and teen set. And I mentioned earlier that the library has things for all ages, and really they're doing some great things for teens. But I also wanted to mention Writer House, which is probably a little, not quite as well known as the library and some of the other organizations around here, but Writer House is a fabulous organization, nonprofit here in town, that helps adults, everybody of all ages. They have great seminars on writing. They bring in fabulous authors to learn from. But they have a great thing coming up on Monday, which is called The Writer's Palette. And it's a workshop for rising 7th and 8th graders. And this class basically will explore, that, as they say it, various tints and hues that writers of all genres use. So really learning about all different kinds of writing. So if you have a tween, someone in 7th and 8th grade that might be interested in writing, I highly recommend checking this out, because they have a lot of other opportunities. This isn't the only one. This is one that's just coming up this week. They do a lot of fun things throughout the summer, and it really gets kids a chance to learn from real real writers, people that make a living doing this. And I've taken a couple of seminars there, and it's just incredible resource right here in Charlottesville. It's over on Dale Avenue. And if you have, you can check out their website for all a listing of all their seminars and all their workshops, and that's www.writerhouse, WriterHouse.org. And I think if not this Monday's seminar, there are other ones coming up too. So check that out. So I think there are, as always, there are so many more things on the calendar. So head over to SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville and come on out to see us Thursday. I will be here. The little Susies will be here. We'll have all kinds of fun people here at the Charlottesville Radio Group, and box up your stuff your household items you don't need anymore, and bring it on over to us. We're happy to have them. Have a great weekend, everyone.